1400 FM 93.3. Hope that your Friday is going well. Evan Farbach with Bartlesville High Athletic and Activities Director Ryan Huff for another edition of Bruin Buzz. And Coach Huff, we had spring break and then the walkout, so it's actually been 2-3 weeks since we've been in here.
Yeah, it's great to be back. You know, we had the break with the school shutdown and everything, and so I know everybody's glad to be back at school, teachers and students, and you know, we're continuing with the spring season. You know, we're right here close to the end of it all, and so, you know, we've got playoffs, regionals, state tournaments coming up, so we're excited to get that going.
Yeah, we're 4 or 5 weeks away from the conclusion of kind of the athletic year for Bartlesville High. Of course, they'll have spring football after that in mid to late May, so that'll be on the horizon here in about 5-6 weeks or so. But before then, a lot of spring sports going right now. I know that there's a lot of different coaches I've talked to. Of course, varsity athletics continued over the course of the walkout, and that was nice. You know, I was discussing with some people up here on kind of consequences of the walkout and so on and so forth, and it would have been kind of sad to see a senior season shortened or something like that. They're trying to get their final few games in of their career, and I was thinking about some of the seniors that I know in the baseball team and all those teams for that matter.
Sure.
So nice that they got to still go out there and compete during all that stuff.
Yeah, and that was a, you know, that was a decision that me and Mr. McCauley, our superintendent, had great talks about, you know, because, you know, when this discussion started occurring way back in the fall about, you know, the state and what they're doing and everything, and then once it got closer to the last couple of weeks, you know, we had ongoing discussions about that, and I made the point to call the OSSA to make sure, you know, if we do sit out any varsity athletics, you know, what does that do? And, you know, their point to me was, you know, we just kind of treat it as a rain out. And so, you know, with the only game that we ended up canceling varsity wise was the very first day of the walkout, and that was varsity baseball, but they were able to have that doubleheader the next day. And so, you know, how this all started was, you know, whenever the schools said that they were going to do the walkout, I got with all the conference ADs in the Frontier Conference, and, you know, everybody was pretty much on the same page that we weren't going to do any varsity, sub-varsity athletics or activities. And so, you know, over the next couple of weeks, everybody kind of changed their mind, and you know, so with everybody else competing and our kids possibly not, you know, we just wanted to put our kids in the best possible position to be able to compete. So over the past couple of weeks, week and a half, you know, we continued with varsity, but we eliminated all the sub-varsity. So the junior varsities and the junior high sports and athletics, they didn't compete until we resumed school yesterday. So, you know, the track, eighth grade track, went out yesterday to Choctaw to compete, and, you know, we had JVs playing here and there, and so, you know, it's awfully nice to get them back. And so, you know, everybody's very supportive during this time with the athletics, and so you know, I'm awfully glad to have everybody step up and start competing again.
Talking with Bartlesville High Athletic and Activity Director Ryan Huff here on Bruin Buzz. Comes to you about 9:45, 9:50 or so every Friday morning on K1. Talking about spring sports, there's a lot of them. It's kind of the busiest sports season as far as volume and number of sports that are playing at one time. So we can kind of roll through them one at a time and speak about how they're doing. We'll start with baseball because that one's fresh in my mind. We've had a few of those broadcasts here on K1. Over the last couple weeks, Bartlesville picked up its first district win of the season on Tuesday at Stillwater, beat the Pioneers 11-5, got a big 9-run inning in the top of the third in that one, and then got a big 9-run inning in the top of the fifth last night to win a non-district game at Ponca City, and those Bartlesville High bats kind of coming alive a little bit after they've been dormant for a couple weeks.
Yeah, you know, this team has progressively gotten better throughout the year, you know, and I had a chance to visit with Coach Rigdon early in the season, you know, and we were talking about the team and everything and just the youth. You know, you look at the starting lineup, you got a true freshman starting at shortstop, you know, and he goes out and gets on the bump and throws a couple complete games, you know, is awfully tough. And then right next to him at third base, you know, you got another freshman, the winner's kid. And so, you know, in the past couple of nights at Stillwater and last night at Ponca, you know, they've really shown how far they've come. And so, you know, they keep continuing to work, and they'll be where they need to be once regionals rolls around.
Yeah, there's a lot of fresh faces, not only just in freshmen, but a lot of guys that haven't played a whole lot of varsity baseball You look back at last year, there were a lot of seniors that played a really significant role on that 2017 Bruin baseball team, like Garrett Meidel and Easton Hammonds and A.J. Archambault and some others as well, that were really kind of the heart of the lineup of that club offensively. And your top in Zach Snow and then your top two or three starters also were right there. So you kind of had to completely tear that lineup down and kind of rebuild. And so now you're looking at guys that even if they're not freshmen or sophomores, a lot of them are playing their first varsity time this year. And then there's a few other guys that I know Coach Rigdon's kind of leaning on, like John Cohn and Lucas Rietfers and Calvin Johnson. And I know I'm missing some as well, but there's some veterans intermixed in there as well. So it's kind of a nice mix, and you can see the veterans kind of leading the younger guys along. And I agree. I think they've gotten progressively better as the season's gone on. They seem to have kind of found a little bit of a stroke at the plate last couple ball games, and hopefully that continues, because I think pitching and defensively, this team has a chance to, you know, give their offense a chance to succeed if they're able to cobble a few runs together when a regional comes around in early May. That regional, the weekend of May the 4th, I believe.
Yes. Yeah, and you're right. You know, if they can get the offensive production going, they're going to be right where they need to be. You know, they got guys that are getting on the mound each and every day, and they're competing. You know, they're throwing strikes, they're filling up the strike zone. And defensively, you know, they're limiting the errors, which, you know, when you talk about a young team, that's key, because, you know, defense and pitching, they win championships, and you got those right there, and if you get the bats going, then, you know, good things can happen.
Noah, year out, Jacob Hall, Grant Yardley, John Cohn, and a lot of others kind of leading that pitching staff, as Bartlesville is now 8-12 after they've won those couple ball games in a row. They've got a single game in Claremore tonight, and then they've got another non-district game against Muskogee, and then Booker T. Washington next week. They'll get back into district play against Shawnee a week from Monday and Tuesday, so they'll actually have district play off next week. We can talk about soccer now as well. Lady Bruin and Bruin soccer off to a very good start, both 3-0 in district play. Had a chance to talk with both the soccer coaches this week, Coach Kunsch and Coach Glavinich, and both of them kind of reiterating that the schedule's a little bit backloaded, so 3-0's great and all, but now you're going to kind of find out where both the girls and boys soccer teams fall into the pecking order as far as the upper half of the district goes.
Yeah, these next four games are huge for the Bartlesville soccer, both the girls and the boys. You know, we're facing four teams, starting tonight at Broken Arrow, and then next week Stillwater and Jinx, and finishing it up with Bixby. You look at those four teams, and all four of those teams, along with Bartlesville, will be fighting for all those playoff spots, because in soccer, only the top four teams in the district advance to the playoffs. So it's similar to what football proposes and brings each year. You know, the number four team will go and play the number one team in the district right above us, which is Union's district. And so, you know, getting out there and watching those ladies and boys, they play soccer has been great. You know, they're just out there competing. They're putting the ball in play, scoring goals, and doing everything they can to put them in the best possible position to win those matches each and every day. So, you know, I would encourage everyone to come out and take a look at our soccer teams. We've got two home matches left the next two Tuesdays against Stillwater and Bixby, and it's going to be a dogfight for those playoff positions.
Yeah, they got Broken Arrow on the road tonight. We will have coverage from that doubleheader, and then of course we've got a little feature online. I got some audio from head coach Vladan Glavinich on the guys' side, along with a little feature on both the Lady Bruins and Bruins on our website at BartlesvilleRadio.com, as they'll kind of ramp up that district play and the tougher teams coming up in their schedule starting tonight with that doubleheader at Broken Arrow. Both boys and girls golf continuing on. I know that both of them have had some pretty good individual performances over the past several weeks. Obviously the girls side has a couple really stellar golfers, and then track and field also still rolling on, and every time I talk to Bon Bennett, he seems extremely positive.
Sure, yeah. You know, and it's very fortunate, because in track and golf, you know, we have been and we are getting ready to host some pretty big events. Yeah. You know, in track, we hosted our first track meet at Custer Stadium for the first time in a long while, and that was a big success. And then coming up next week, we're going to have our conference girls and the state preview at Hillcrest here. So, you know, next Friday, we're going to have, you know, close to 16, 18 girls teams from around the state in 6A that will be here competing. And as some of you may know, the girls golf state championship is at Hillcrest this year. And so that allows teams to come and get a practice round on the course just to get a feel for it, you know. And so, You know, you look at Faith Hopkins, Emma Shelley, you know, they've done really well in the tournaments that they've been in. Matt Russell's won a tournament here in the past couple of weeks. And so, you know, both the boys and girls golf team are off to a great start, and there's some big success coming for them coming up in the next couple of weeks. And track, you know, you got just great competitors going out there, especially with our long distance runners. You know, that kind of carries over from the cross country that we've had in the fall. And so you got Martinez and Nathan that's out there, and Rigdon that's competing. And so our relays, long distance relays, are doing really good. So, you know, Bond Bennett and the coaches are doing a great job with those teams.
And you talked about Nathan Lawrenson, and he signed a national letter of intent yesterday. You guys had a couple signings at the Bartlesville High Hospitality Room yesterday.
Yeah, we had Nathan sign with K-State, Kansas State University, where he'll run cross country and track next year. And then Shina Coon has signed yesterday with Oklahoma Christian University to swim, and so we're awfully proud of those student athletes.
So a lot of stuff going on athletic-wise at Bartlesville High School, and once again, coming up here, and not really the next week or two, but 2-3 weeks from now, once you get into the early part of May especially, that's when a few of those sports will begin to wind down. I think the last event is the state track and field meet in Class 6A, which one of those weekends in May, I think the 18th.
Yes.
That is the last weekend of spring sports. And then, of course, following that, it would probably be that next Monday is when the football guys can start to get out there. And I know I've had a couple conversations with Lee Blankenship, and I know that he's excited to kind of get the guys out and get them going. And then further on into the spring, get to see his boys in pads for the first time in person.
Yeah, he's here full time. Teaching, coaching, and he's been with the football players who've been in off season and second hour weightlifting pretty much since January. And so he had a football meeting a couple of weeks ago with his players for next year, and we had 85 that showed up for that. So hopefully we can maintain those numbers. His coaching staff is coming into place. I think right now he's got two spots that he's looking to fill. You know, just so everybody knows, you know, we hired Cody McDaniel, who was Lee's offensive coordinator at Beggs. We hired Jason Sport, who's been the defensive backs coach at Jinx the past few years, and he's going to come in as the defensive coordinator. And you know, coming up on Monday night with board approval, we have a couple more guys that will come in, and that's something we can talk about next week after they've been board approved. And so, you know, this staff's coming together, and it's going to be a great staff, and I think that it's one of the top staffs in 6A, you know, and so we're awfully excited about that.
Yep, looking forward to getting out there and covering some Bruins spring football when the time comes around in late May. Don't forget Bartlesville baseball tonight. They take on Tulsa Rogers in Claremore. Of course, all that weather pending. Who knows what's going to happen if there's any thunderstorms this evening. Lady Bruin and Bruins soccer also on the road at Broken Arrow. Get some more home activities coming up here in the next couple of weeks as well. Coach Huff, appreciate it, and looking forward to next week.
Thank you.
For residential and commercial plumbing, call Mason's Plumbing, where serving you is their priority. This is